I do love the holidays. It's such a magical time of the year. The twinkling lights on all the houses, the sounds of carolers in the streets, and of course, spending time with the people that you love. Speaking of the people I love, it looks like my sexy college stud is finally awake. Morning, my dear. Did you sleep well last night? Not that we got much sleeping done. Ever since your holiday break started, you have been insatiable. Not that I'm complaining. The way you and I have been busy fucking lately, it makes me feel young again. I feel like I'm one of those little college girls, you know, like the ones I see skulking around trying to steal you away from me. But you're all mine, aren't you, love? This cougar has her claws in you and she is not letting go. Oh, it's crazy, isn't it? A few months ago, you were just my caregiver, coming over once a week to spend time with a lonely old granny. Now, the two of us are lovers. We share a home together and a bed. And now we're sharing our first Christmas together. Isn't it amazing? Tonight, we'll string the lights together, decorate the tree, and later, I'll let you stuff my stocking. I bet you're ready to go right now, aren't you? So much stamina. God, I love the young ones. Well, you better get it all out of your system tonight, sweetie. My family's arriving tomorrow, and we can't be running around the house fucking like a pair of horny elves while they're around. No, I haven't told them anything yet. To be honest, I kind of want to surprise them. The look on their faces when they find out their sweet old mom has been fucking a university student will be classic. Oh, I suppose that does sound a bit nasty of me. What can I say? You bring out the nasty side of me. What? No! Sweetie, you are not going to spend the holidays all alone in some crummy hotel. I told you, I want to introduce you to my family this Christmas. I don't care how they'll react. Darling, you and I are lovers now. We've been together for months. You are part of my life now. In fact, you might just be the most important part of my life. And I want you to be here with me on Christmas. And if my children can't accept that, well, that's their problem. Oh, I'll get it. It's probably the man from the market calling to confirm my delivery. I ordered a lot of food this week for my family. Hello, this is... Oh, why hello, dear. It's my son. It's so good to hear from you, sweetie. I'm looking forward to seeing you and your sister tomorrow. You know how much I love the holidays, and this year I have a little surprise for... I see. Well, what about her too? No, it's fine. It can't be helped, I suppose. Perhaps you can all come visit sometime later, maybe in the summer? Right. We'll see. Of course. Well, have a Merry Christmas and give your sister my regards. Goodbye. Well, I guess I should call and cancel that delivery now. No, they're not coming. Neither of them. They waited until the day before Christmas Eve to call and tell me. My daughter didn't even bother to call. She just had her brother cancel for the both of them. Apparently, they don't want to travel all the way across the country in this weather. It's fine, really. Honestly, I should have expected this. They never call. They never write, not even a text. The only time they do call is when they need something from me. Money, mostly. Sometimes I wonder if they even care about me. The way they act sometimes, it's like they're just waiting for me to die so they can collect their inheritance. I wonder if they'll even care enough to attend my funeral. I'm such an idiot, thinking anyone would actually care about me. That's sweet of you to say. Yes, I know that you care about me. You tell me you love me every day, and it fills me with joy every time I hear it, but this is my family I'm talking about. No, that's not what I... What I mean is, they're my children. I raised them, cared for them, sacrificed everything to make them happy. I just expected more from them, that's all. Maybe that was a mistake. I know that you love me, and I love you too. But I also know that you're staying here with me so you can finish college. What's going to happen after you graduate? This is your final year at university. It's time you start thinking about your life after college. Your life after me. Oh, sweetie, I know you think that way now, but do you really want to stay in this old house with me for the rest of your... Oh, who am I kidding? For the rest of my life? What if after college you get offered a good job in another city or even in another country? I can't expect you to just stay put and keep taking care of me until I die. You need to go out and live your own life, have your own adventures, explore the world while you're still young. What'd you say? You always imagined traveling the world with me by your side? That's such a sweet thought, dear, but I just don't know. Don't you think I'm too old to be traveling around the world with a young man like you? Well, I suppose there are plenty of pensioners out there who spend their retirement money traveling the world, going on cruises in the Mediterranean and trips to far-off exotic lands. And it would be nice to have a young man like you as my travel companion. Just imagine it. Me, strolling through the casino on some luxury cruise ship, dressed in a fancy evening gown and pearls, my hot college graduate beside me, clinging to my arm and ready to worship me like I'm some sort of goddess. That ought to turn a few heads, am I right? But wait. This is silly. I can't just abandon my life here. I have a home. I've laid down roots in this city. I have a family. Family. No, you're right. I shouldn't be depressed during the holidays. I should look on the bright side, like how I have you to keep me company this Christmas. And you have me. We have each other, and that's all that matters. Now, if only we had something to do. I had all these family activities planned for us this Christmas. Now that my kids aren't coming, I have no idea how I'm going to spend the time. What do people who aren't busy with their families actually do during the holidays? What? You want to take me out on the town? What do you mean? Your college friends are having a Christmas party at a nightclub downtown? Oh, I don't know. Do you really want to be seen with an old lady like me? What will your college friends think when they see us together? Won't you feel embarrassed to be out with an old woman like me? Well, yes, I knew I was going to introduce you to my family, but that doesn't mean I expect you to introduce me to the people you want people to know that we're together? You want people to know how much you're in love with me? Oh, baby. Okay, fine. Let's do it. Let's have a night on the town this Christmas, like you college kids do. We'll hang out with your friends, go out drinking, we'll even go to a club. I might even strut my stuff on the dance floor, but only if you ask nicely. Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be the best Christmas ever. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open. Oh, yes, that was amazing. I'm so glad you talked me into this, darling. Hanging out with your friends was so much fun. Although I was a little peeved when that one boy mistook me for your grandmother. Okay, yes, maybe I took things a little too far when I challenged him to that drinking contest. But he shouldn't have accepted if he couldn't hold his liquor. I mean, really, who passes out after only 15 shots of Jack Daniels? I have to say, I was a little surprised with you getting all handsy with me on the dance floor, and in front of everyone, no less. Such a naughty boy. Did you see all their jaws dropped when you pulled me in close, grabbed my ass, and slipped your tongue down my throat? If they didn't know we were together before, they sure do now. Huh? How am I feeling? A little drunk, I guess, but not bad. That's not what you meant. Then what did you? Oh, right. About my family. It's funny. I haven't really thought about them all night. I've been far too busy having fun with you. You know, I used to always think that the only way to celebrate Christmas was to spend time with family. But tonight made me realize something. What is family? Is it just the people you're related to? Or is it the people that actually love and care about you and who you love and care about in return? When you really think about it, you are the only family I need in my life. I mean it. You care for me. You comfort me when I'm feeling sad. If it weren't for you, I would have had a miserable Christmas this year, all alone in this empty house. You took me out, took me drinking and dancing. You gave me the most magical night of my life. It's the greatest gift an old gal like me could ask for. And speaking of gifts, I think I have a little Christmas present hidden somewhere, just for you. Why don't you go upstairs and wait in the bedroom? I'll be in with it in a little bit. Knock, knock. Are you ready, sweetie? Okay, I'm coming in. Ta-da! What do you think? Do you like it? I custom ordered it just for you. A set of red and white Christmas lingerie. I call it my Mrs. Claus outfit. Don't you just love the way these red silk stockings caress my legs? How this garter belt covers my wide hips and thick thighs? How this thong bikini hugs the crack of my round, curvy ass? How about this beautiful red and white corset? Don't you just love how it wraps around my waist while this lacy red bra squeezes my soft, pillowy breasts together? I even wore a Santa hat. What's that? I'm the most beautiful woman you've ever seen. Oh, you really mean that? Well, dear, I hope you've been a good boy this year. Or would you rather be on my naughty list? You've been such a good boy this Christmas. So kind and caring. A perfect gentleman. But now I want you to be naughty. Really, really naughty. Can you do that, baby? You've been so attentive to my needs this Christmas. I think it's time for me to return the favor. I'm all yours, sweetie. Do whatever you want with me. Oh, that's it, baby. Squeeze my breasts. Fuck. Love when you play with them. Oh, go ahead, pull my tits out. Manhandle them all you want. Oh, go ahead. Pinch my nipples. You can suck on them too if you'd like. Here, let me bend down so you can get a mouthful. That feels so fucking good. You love sucking on my tits, don't you, darling? I really love it too. The way you snuggle up so close, your lips wrapped around my nipples while I cradle your head and lightly stroke your hair. It makes me feel like a young woman again. Oh my, what do we have here? Oh my goodness, just look at it. Seriously, darling, I'm always in awe of this young, hard cock of yours. The shaft is just long and veiny. And the head is so big and plump and purple. Looks just like a Christmas sugar plum. But you can forget what they say about visions of sugar plums dancing in my head. I'd rather have this sugar plum rammed down my throat. God, I love deep throat. This huge fucking cock of yours. I just love to suck on it. Oh, I dart my tongue in an ivory slit. A lap of all this tasty, juicy pre-cum that comes flowing out. Makes me feel so nice. Just look at me, darling. Look at what you've done to me. You took an innocent, sweet old lady and turned her into your own personal cock-sucking whore. Oh, did your cock just twitch, darling? You like it when I talk dirty like that, don't you? You like hearing how much I love to suck on your big, fat, veiny cock. Well, then, how about this? You have the biggest, fattest cock I've ever seen in all my years. I just love running my tongue up and down the bottom of your shaft like a big, thick candy cane. That's right. Just sit back and relax, sweetie. Let me enjoy the sweet, delicious treats you have hidden in your pants. Your cock is just so tasty, my love. Oh, and these balls, don't even get me started. I could suck these magnificent balls of yours all day. So big and round and heavy, practically overflowing with hot, thick, potent cum. I bet you can shoot a fucking gallon of jizz into my cunt if I gave you the chance. And trust me, sweetie, tonight you're gonna get the chance. Does that excite you? The thought of filling my cunt? The thought of spraying your cum deep inside my hot, wet pussy? Doesn't it just make you wanna... Oh my god, love. Oh, what is that? Oh, pull my head. Oh, Force me down this big, hard suck stick of yours. You show this old girl who's really in charge around here. Treat me like a whore, your fucking Christmas whore. Oh my goodness, so naughty. To think you would just manhandle an old woman like that. I didn't know you had it in you. Jesus, just look at you. Your dick is so hard right now, it's practically throbbing. I can't wait to get on top of you and ride you like a Christmas sleigh. Let me just pull these panties to the side. Oh, God. The way you forced your cock down my throat just now made me so horny. My pussy is completely soaked right now. It's practically begging for you to fuck me. Well, are you ready, baby? Are you ready to fuck my dripping granny cunt? Fuck! I can't wait any longer. I need to ride your cock, baby. I just need it. I want to ride you. I want to fuck your brains out and have you come deep inside of my sopping wet pussy. I want to be your dirty little Christmas ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, sweetie. Oh, God, it feels so good. Oh, your cock is just stretching me out. How do you like my cunt, sweetie? Is it tight enough for you? Is it wet enough? You always make me so wet, baby. Oh, fuck, yes. That's it. Thrust up into me. Don't stop. Oh, keep fucking my hot, wet cunt as I bounce up and down on this big, thick cock of yours. That's it, baby. Fuck me. Turn this sweet old lady into your slut. Oh, yes. Yes, please. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. And you feel it, sweetie? And you feel the way your cock just pounds into me? Can you feel how deep your cock slides into my soaking wet pussy? That's how you know the two of us are meant to be together. There's no way sex can feel this good unless we truly loved one another. And I do. I love you, baby. I fucking love you. Oh, fuck, that's it, sweetie. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, just like that. Yes, baby, please. Oh, please, please, fuck me. Come. Oh, I'm gonna come on your cock. Oh, I'm ready, baby. I'm ready, baby. Come for me. Please. Oh, come for me, darling. Stuff my stocking. Oh, fill my cunt with a load of Christmas cheer. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it, baby. Oh, yeah. I can feel you coming inside me. I can feel your hot, thick cum pumping deep into my belly. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, you really are a naughty boy, aren't you? Oh, I'm just kidding, dear. Oh, but that was just amazing. Of course, when I think about it, every day with you is just incredible. You know what? I just realized something. I do want to travel the world with you. After you graduate, I'll sell this old house and the two of us will take a trip around the world together. We'll go on cruises to the Mediterranean, visit far-off exotic lands, and have ourselves an adventure, just the two of us. There's nothing for me here. My kids clearly don't care about me. They really are just waiting for me to die so they can collect their inheritance. The only thing in my life that I can depend on is you. I love you, sweetie, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Oh, and one more thing. Fuck my kids and fuck their inheritance. That's right. As soon as I get the chance, I'm changing my will. I'm leaving everything I have to you.